Kizal. It's not so much volunteer loaded yung inyong mga grupo. So you can actually transpose that to mean, how do you communicate to people below you? Up, volunteers is how do you communicate to people below you. And third is how do you communicate to your colleagues, and that would be more horizontal communication. So you're talking about up, down, and across. So we're hoping that as we discuss all of those areas, mas magiging masaya yung pagtatrabaho ninyo dito sa Victory. Okay? I just would like to see a show of hands. Okay? A few questions just to allow me to have a diagnostic parang exercise to give me a good information who you are. First question, who among you here came from the private sector for a long time or for a considerable amount of time before you worked for the church? Okay, that's good. Now, who among you here, you have been working for the church for 2 years and below? 2 years and below. Okay. 2 years to 5 years. Mm-hmm. 5 years up. Okay, wow. When I first joined Victory 2002, nandun pa tayo sa Galleria. Meron dito sa Makati. Ang liit-liit ka nun. Nag-advertise. We were still advertising for the seats of this building, for the door of this building. For we were still in the process of building this facility. And then eventually it became what it is. And we're expanding. So the ministry is growing fast, very, very fast. When I first joined Victory, Kaloy was still a student at UP. I worked with Rico and Bong Kalingo, yung tawag dati, Youth on Fire. Nawala na yung fire, naging box na. It's actually the same group, it's the same church. It may have changed its name, it may have grown in number, but we're actually holding on to the same principles. Belle is still helping Pastor Steve, and Pastor Steve, kahit nasa ang lupalop ng mundo na siya, we're still holding on to the very same spirit that brought us here. So, that's the overview of where we will be going today. I will be breaking it up with some activities in the middle. I know that you are part of a larger organization, so some of the things that you will be learning here, I'm hoping you could pass on to people you work with. Okay po ba yun? So kaya po meron tayong notes para po we could jot things down and share to our colleagues when we go back to our workstations. Okay, so we call it the Victory Communication Culture. Dahil kultura po siya. How do I... Ah, nakasleep yung computer ko. Oh, okay. Oh, I need to plug it. I'm so sorry. They didn't teach this in law school. So I need to get my charger, okay? First lesson of the day, you have to charge your laptop. Okay. Hindi po gumagana yan kung walang kuryente. Like what was mentioned earlier, I did a talk for Lifebox and the pastors a couple of days ago. Exciting speaking time with them. Pero yun yung, that's what I call the public side. That's the side of Victory people see. And I've been hopping around the various Victory churches all the way up Pampanga, Malate, Metro East. What people usually see is the public side of it. But the excellence of Victory does not really depend only on what people see. In fact, what people see may not be perfect. What people hear from the stage may not be the best, but total experience of people as they go through discipleship, as they attend the activities, and as they enter the building and the facilities of Victory, all add to what Victory really is. Yeah. I'll start it on. Yung tawag mo nun, the power up. I know that Angelo knows that way better than I could possibly explain. dito ang nagpa-public speaking. Wala.
Okay.
Oh, si Jeff. Because Jeff is our, oh, Jeff is our HR. You do HR. So, ayun yung nag-briefing. What do you do specifically? Yung, hindi ka naman nagre-reklamo, Jeff. Ah, hindi naman, hindi naman. So, yung, what kind of public speaking or when are you called to do a speech? Ah, host. Naging host. Okay. Okay, thanks for answering for Jack. Okay. Okay. So aside from that, so because you're HR...
Pinlight
pa
kayo natin.
Okay.
On that side, I host events for victory and outside.
Ah, you're a professional event host.
You can call me like that, but I don't think so. Ah.
So, we call this a victory communication culture. Kasi hindi siya skill lang. It's not also just a system. It's really a culture of how information goes around. It's how information comes from the top, down, and across, and outside. So, we're talking about how all of those things come about. The first, like what I told you earlier, the first thing that we want to talk about today is really communicating to our leaders. Now, I'd like to emphasize that while Victory is a church, it's really a legal entity. It is an organization. It is a corporation with repertorial requirements, and you are employed. So, you sign contracts with Victory. So, meron tayong dalawang characteristics of the work we have here. While this is a church and we are supposed to behave as a church and be viewed as a church and relate to one another as Christians, but on the flip side of that is the reality that this is also an organization. This is a legal entity that needs to thrive. Fortunately, many organizations, religious in nature, do not develop well or do not last long kasi po, masyadong magiging religious. It is when you don't treat the organization side of it well that the spiritual side of it crumble. So kaya ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay may kinalaman doon sa abilidad natin to make this organization function as such, as an organization and not just as a church. It is a church organization, but it is also a legal entity. But the good thing is this. Other organizations can have good bosses or bad bosses. They will have excellent leaders or mediocre leaders. They could have leaders who will curse them, and they will also have leaders who will be very kind to them. The good thing with us here today is they follow a certain mandate. So that's why in 1 Timothy 3:1-7, nandun yung ano yung dapat na hinahanap natin sa ating mga leaders. So can we read that together? You can read it silently as you follow me as I read through it. Communicating to leaders, here is a trustworthy statement. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now the overseer is to be of reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? A recent convert, or he may... I think that's something skipped there. Or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. Ang maganda doon, the people who we expect to lead us, and you as well, as you lead people below you, are expected by this organization's basis to observe this. So ibig sabihin, we can somehow expect that they're working towards better leaders, that they're working towards being better pastors, that you are working towards becoming better supervisors as you lead people below you. Meron yung ganung trabaho. So we can be assured that unlike other organizations, there is a behavioral, moral, ethical, spiritual journey going on. Hindi lang siya trabaho. Meaning, as we work together, those people will become better, you will become better individuals as well. Kasi meron tayong two-pronged approach to living life. There is the organizational side of it, but there is the bigger spiritual side of it. So, in short, things will only get better. Things will only get better. No matter what your current relationship with whoever is leading you, or no matter how your subordinates approach you now or think of you now, they can be assured that because we're all believers, things can get better. Can you say that with me? Things will get better. Things will get better. Now, but another good thing is that we are dealing with Filipinos. We have a distinct Pinoy leadership culture. Ang Pinoy, we're very relational. Hindi siya official. Hindi siya masyadong stiff. Hindi mo pwedeng, although nagsisir tayo, nawala naman yun sa ibang kultura, they call their bosses by their first names, but mas rigid yung relationship. Sa atin dito, leaders, Filipino leaders are not, you know, they don't mind mingling with us. So, meron kang ganong magandang kultura. There's that warmth, there's that being casual with one another na pwede nating asahan. Because we're working with a Filipino leadership group and a Filipino environment. Even if Pastor Steve and some other leaders here are foreigners, they've somehow imbibed the Filipino, very Filipino style of. In fact, there's so much humor in this organization. There's so much jokes floating around, and you would see pastors trying to dress 20 years younger than their real ages. So meron kang ganong pagiging Pinoy na nagta-tight-fitting jeans. In fact, I'm violating a key policy of speakers in Victory. One key rule in Victory is thou shalt never tuck in your shirt. Malino yun. Walang nagsispeak dyan na nakatuck in. Dati si Pastor VBG, nakatakin yun. Ngayon, hindi na rin siya nakatakin. So, ganun mga ganun kung babago. Pero ako, tinatakin ko po kasi hindi ka kahabaan yung lips ko eh. So, ganun lang po kasi yung aking kasol. But there is that warm, funny, light culture within Victory as well. That is the leadership system or culture of Victory. So, yung ating mga leaders are people that are not stiff, detached, far away from us. Hindi sila mga hari. Hindi sila kagaya ng ibang organisasyon na kailangan mo pa magpa-appointment. Although, syempre, sa dami na nilang trabaho din. But it's not that rigid. The protocol is not that stiff. So, importante, we should capitalize on our organization being Filipino and our organization being distinctly Victory. Aren't you happy that that's our, yun yung ating mga events? Now, the reason why I'm saying this to you, that your leaders will only get better because they're Christians, they will grow in love, they will grow in patience, they will mature, and you will be too. Because as far as communicating to our leaders is concerned, this is the key lesson first I want us all to learn today is our idea of them determines how we approach them. Kasi po, when we join an organization, bitbit din po natin yung ating experience with our parents. We all come from various family organizations. You have family organizations that are very strict. Kids can never answer back to your parents and can never express their thoughts on the dinner table. Merong mga ganong organizasyon na pamilya. There are also family organizations that are also very open and frank. Meron din pong pinanggalingan ganon. Meron family organizations na nagsusulatan silang very sweet na mga notes and letters. Meron din talagang wala. May text, wala silang komunikasyon. So iba-iba yung ating pinanggalingan. The reason why I began my talk talking to you about what the Bible tells us about Christian leaders, telling you about what Filipino leadership culture is and what Victory leadership culture is, so you will know that you are in an organization that allows you to talk. Tell that to your seatmate, you can talk. You can communicate. It's okay. See, you are part of that. So if you're struggling with that culture because you're coming from a family organization that does not support that, pwede mong baguhin ngayon. You can loosen up a bit. You can express yourself because it is allowed in this organization. And it's important to do that because laki ng Victory. Napakarami. What's the figure now? 75,000 members. So many services in a week. The pastors' numbers, they're also growing. The staff numbers are also growing fast. And it will grow even faster in the coming years. So, importante yung pagrespeto natin at yung pagbigay honor natin sa ating mga pastors. If there is an image in my mind of how staff are supposed to help the pastors make things happen, para sa akin, ang pinakamagaling na image, alam niyo yung nangyari kay David in 2 Samuel, pagod siya, diba? Kahit siya kira, nakabod pa siya ni Saul. Ang sabi niya lang, I wish I could drink water from that well near Bethlehem. I wish. What did his most loyal, brave soldiers do? Actually snuck him to get water from that well so David can drink. Facing risks. Facing threats to their own lives just to get water for David. And then when David got it, his reaction was wonderful. He didn't even want to drink it. He couldn't drink it. Alam mo yun, yung service that is so heartily, lovingly, sacrificially given na hindi kaya tanggapin ng binibigyan natin kasi ganun kagaling. Ganun kagaling. But it's just the wish of the leader, but because of our love and respect for that person, we go out of our way to do extra of what is expected of us. Kasi minsan, it's also tempting to think of it as just work. Kasi nga, meron kang dichotomy between it being an organization and it being a Christian religion. Pero nga, hindi ganun yung nature. Meron kang duality of it. So, importante na kagaya din nung tao ni David. They would get out of their way. Risk their own lives to do it. Sana ganun din po tayo. Kasi, I know you're also volunteering your time as much as I'm volunteering my time and others are volunteering our time because of the bigger work that is given to us, which is really to reach out to nations. This church exists for two things only, which is to honor God and make disciples. Siyempre, medyo asiwahin mga bago sa church. No? Para siyang pagtayo nila. If you're new to this church, you can write your check in the name of Victory Christian Fellowship. And if you don't have to give, but if you do, we believe that you'll be blessed. Parang aeroplano, di ba? Parang ganun ka-structured yung ating organization. But that's Victory. That's Victory. If we love the culture here, if we love the leaders here, we will go out of our way to make it even better. We will go out of our way to fetch that cup of water for our pastor, to fetch that cup of water for our leader. And you can actually expect that they will fetch that cup of water from you as well. Because the rule that applies to us towards our leader are the same rules that should apply for our staff to us. But, you know, God said, give me the cup of water. Hindi ka nag-overtime, ha? And I'm overtime. Gayahin mo yung sundalo ni David. Hindi ganun. Because our accountability is towards God. Kaya ako po nagsasabi sa inyo, hindi mo si pastor. Pero ganun yung magandang kultura. Okay. Now, as we honor them, as we respect them, importante nga that we partner with them, that we serve them, that we communicate with them. But, malaking bagay in our ability to talk to them is if we is actually we give honor and loyalty to whoever we serve. We need to honor them and be loyal to them. Now, kasi you weren't close to the leadership of this church. Ang daming taong gustong maging empleyado din yung church. So many people want to be working with Victory and be close to this amazing group of human beings who preach the word of the Lord and be part of this wonderful organization and working in this nice building. Ang dami po nun. That's why, before we could even begin to talk about communicating with our leaders, we have to give them honor and loyalty. Hindi pwedeng wala yun. Because if there is no honor and loyalty, there's the trust will not be there. Communication will not be open. Kasi, the people we work with are not perfect. In fact, we admire them from a distance. The moment we go near them, we realize they're also as flawed as human beings, as mainit ang ulo, as taklesa, as disorganized, as procrastinating, as ang dami nilang fault. Then, but because of our there are leaders, because we're Filipinos, because we're Victory, we will give them our loyalty. Alam niyo, I worked with the president of the Philippines. I was first hired as the national youth coordinator of anyway, she was my first employer. I was fresh out of college. I got an award. I was 10 outstanding students of the Philippines in 96. She hosted a dinner for our batch. Eh, ako pastor, kasi ako dun sa Marawi, dun sa Pampak, sa Moro region. Sabi nung staff ni GMA, who wants to work with us here in Manila? Hindi na ako nag-isip. Hands up. So they talked to me after that and they said, okay, so what are you doing now? I said, I'm in first year law school, but I'm willing to take a break from law school so I could work with you for a year. So I took a break from law school, leave of absence from the LOA. So I could organize GMA's vice presidential campaign. Vice pa. Hindi yung Garcia. Hello, Garcia. Hindi po yun. Hindi ko ako kasama ng Hello, Garcia. In fact, ang kwento ng Hello, Garcia. Ganito yun. I organized a youth group in Malaya. All of them Christians. Kasama doon si Leia and Rosalyn, who's from Alabang here. Leia is the wife of Pastor Carmon. So Leia worked with us there, acting to sila Kaloy, sila, ganun. Tapos one time, this was 2003, we had a youth camp. Bakit humihila yung boses ko? Okay, para siya nung manages this kasi, ano grabe naman kayo, hindi kayo nakikinig sa akin eh. Ngayon, talaga, okay, ito yung kwento. So we were on a youth camp. So, nandun lahat yung mga pastor. Nandun si Aloy, nandun si Rico, nandun si Denny, and everyone else. JLL pastors were there, Alliance pastors were there, other religious organizations were there. It's a youth pastors camp. Suddenly, the night before, I got a call from JMA. Mark, I'm going. Huh? Well, this is just a group of pastors, about 70 of them. It's no big event. Sabi, no, I'm going. Alaga. So, doon kami sa painaan, dumating na. Talaga, mobilize yung buong bagayan kasi maraming NPI doon sa bundok ng kami. Si Mateo, si Ramadre area, dumating na. Pagdating doon, siyempre sa lubong naman sila Rico ngayon. Hi, Ma'am! Ang naman si Rico, very good. Si Rico, si and other youth leaders, sa lubong naman sila. Ang first question ni GMA ito, are all of these JIL? Sabi ko, no, Ma'am. These are not JL. Rico is from Victory. Hi, Ma'am. Ganda ng sigod. At yung ibang mga pastor. This is from Alliance. Ann Ardina is from Alliance Biblical Seminary. Si June Bautista is from Seventh-day Adventist, etc., etc. Why is that streamer there, JIL? This was still October 2003. We did not know Brother Edwin's running. But pinagtututahan niya na pala ako na magiging kasi Christian eh. Tapos maraming Christians na katrabaho. But we need no, let the religious running. So the result of that was, the day after I got the note, Mark, no more religious youth events. Tinanggal yung mga support, etc. Before we, there was support for Victory to go into churches and high schools. There was a Youth on Fire letter to remember that you need to go to church. Tinanggal lahat yun. Hindi namin na lang. So I felt so bad. So the office was disbanded and it ended. It ended. I felt bad. But 2 years after, doon ko lang na-realize yung Hello Garcia. Can you imagine that we were involved in that? So the Lord actually spared us by disbanding the pinuwating buong organization. So, ganun yung wisdom ng Panginoon. Pero hindi yun ang kwento ko. Anong kinalaman nun dito sa ating lecture ngayon? Wala. Now, I worked with a president. And recently, si Pinoy, di ba, merong issue may Pinoy na there was a sports car that tried to cut the presidential convoy sa Skyway. Tapos nagkagulo. That would not have happened during previous administration. I was always part of the convoy. And whenever a car cuts, tries to enter, the last car pala, pag meron isang kotseng dumikit doon sa last car, labasan na agad yung pat, labasan. I experienced that because one time, the deputy commander of the presidential security group tried to break the convoy in a big bike. A big biker pala yung, tapos talagang labasan na yung pat, bukas agad yung windows, labasan na yung mga uzi. Meaning, these guys are amazing. Eh ako doon parang, I don't know what's happening. Labasan niya mga barang. But these guys are amazing. And I also live inside the presidential security group compound. Doon pa ako nagpapatahi ng pantalon. Kasi parang gusto ko yung mga pantalon nila. Napaka-matigas. Maganda yung pagkatay. So I spent time with them. And I wondered, what could get these people to give their lives to the president? And actually take a bullet for the president. Hindi naman nila yung kamag-anak. Hindi naman nila yan kaano-ano. Presidente yan. And the president would be a flawed person. These people see how bad that person is. These people could see him drunk. These people could see him do all sorts of bad things. And yet they dedicate their lives to die for that person. Why is that? Well, in the brochure, I read there two verses in the PSG brochure. There are only two poems. The first poem is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Without your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23. Yan yun, isa. Yung, it's their faith. That's nice. Meaning, you protect the president and what you have in your oath is Psalm 23. And there's another poem that I have shared with you there. And I'd like us to read again. That's the second poem in that material, the Presidential Security Group. It's a poem about loyalty, written by Elbert Hubbard. Can we all read together? One. Okay. Sabayin bigkas. Sabayin bigkas. Okay. Kailangan. Kailangan na practice. Communication. Sabayin bigkas. Okay. One, two, three. Go, title mo na. Loyalty. Tapos sabay-sabay basa, okay? Sabayan Bigkas 101 Victory Christian Fellowship. Ready? Lights, camera, action. Loyalty. If you work for a man, in heaven's name, work for him. If he pays you your wages, which you supply your bread and butter, work for him. Speak well of him and stand by him. And stand by the institution he represents. If he put to a pinch, an ounce of loyalty is worth a pound of cleverness. If you must vilify, condemn, and eternally disparage, resign your position. And when you are outside, damn to your heart's content. But as long as you are part of the institution, do not condemn it. If you do that, you are loosening the tendrils that are holding you to the institution. And at the first high wind that comes along, you will be uprooted and blown away, and you will probably never know the reason. Gusto niyo ba yun? Wala na, no? Meaning, you work for this church, you work for the leader, you see how imperfect the person is, but show him your loyalty. Never vilify. Never talk about how bad he is to others. Because if you do, you are loosening the tendrils that are holding you to the institution. Be loyal to the institution he represents. Our pastors, our leaders, the people we serve, represent the Christian Fellowship as an organization as well. So let us be loyal to that. If you must vilify, condemn, and eternally disparage, kung sinisiraan mo yung sarili natin organisasyon, anong sabi dito? Resign your position. And when you're in the outside, mahala ka. Damp your heart's content. But as long as you're part of the institution, do not condemn it. Do not condemn it. Yun yun. Kasi napakaliit na natin ginagalawan eh. It's a huge organization, but it's actually very small. If you look at, you count the number of people working in each of the churches, very few. Here at Fort Angelo, lima lang sila. For a huge organization. Konti-konti lang kayo, konti. Finance, but so konti-konti. So it's very important for communication to exist. For openness to exist, there has to be honor and? Again, honor and? Do not condemn. Do not condemn your institution. Hold that up. Don't ever. Because the moment you speak bad of our organization, you're loosening the tendrils that connects you to this organization. And the next wind will blow and uproot you, and you will probably know the reason why. That's what makes those presidential security people die for their leaders. Psalm 23 and Elbert's words. Loyalty. I hope for the sake. Or hope for the sake. Protect them because they represent our organization. Okay? Okay, move on. So those are just some key principles of leadership and loyalty and working together that I hope will be implanted in our hearts. The next few things are really practical matters, but I want to get that down pat. Importanteng malinaw po yun sa atin lahat. Okay, so give me 1 minute. I'll just go for a toilet break. Is that okay? Of course it is. In your notes sheets, in your notes, I want you to keep those notes with you. But as part of the exercise, before we move on to the next topic, loyalty, honor, service for a leader, respect for a leader, to make sure that we're trustworthy people that can talk to them and they can talk to. Napakahalaga po nun. So I want you to write down 3 things only. Why? I honor and respect my leader because. Okay. Just there on your notes. I honor and respect my leader. Write it down. I honor and respect my leader. Write it down. Because, put 1, 2, 3. Just write 3 things. Think about who the Lord gave you as your leader in this organization. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's the person you report directly to. I want you to write that down before we move on and talk about other things. I honor and respect my leader because 1, 2, 3. I'll give you 5 minutes to do that. Are you done? Okay, why am I asking you to write that down? Because this, the discussion I'm giving you may sound just organizational to you, but this is actually legal. Because in the law of Philippine law, it says there are what you call managerial employees. Managerial employees are not people you call manager. Managerial employees are actually people you trust. The definition of managerial employees are people reposed with trust and confidence. And the Supreme Court defined what is managerial employees concept of trust and confidence. You know what the Supreme Court's definition is? Freedom of communication. Na ibig sabihin, you are considered managerial employee if you hold key position, and number two, if I should trust you with key information that I will not have fear of betrayal. Yun yung ibig sabihin. So yung openness in communication in this organization is anchored on trust and loyalty. The Supreme Court says that, not just the Bible, it's not just about David going out or his men, it's also legal. Ibig sabihin, because we work in this organization, we should be trusted with freedom of communication, that they can freely talk to us and we could freely talk to them without fear of betrayal. Okay? So yun yun. Now, sinong tapos na? Tapos na kayo lahat. Iikot ako, iiilang ako ng tatlo. Okay? I want you to just tell us why you honor and respect without saying the name, okay? Sisimula ako dito kay katungan na sa lahat. Ganyan na si Pastor Joey. Halakad-lakad doon sa hallway. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ena. Yes, I honor and trust.
I honor and respect my leader because number one, he is gentle and very encouraging. Number two, he takes time to ask about my personal life. Mm-hmm. And number three, he is very wise and very
busy. Okay, palakpak. Wise, kind, and is concerned. Okay, next, Rhea.
God has put him in that position. Second, he lives
when
he preaches. And third, it is actually a blessing to work.
And finally, Dean. Okay, pass
your
paper.
I only respect my him because he's a God-fearing person. No, and friendly and warm.
Friendly and warm. Yes. Number three.
God put him.
Thank you. Palakpakan naman natin yung mga na-share. I want you to cultivate that even more. Cultivate that even more. So that you will grow in your love and respect for your leader, and you will grow in trust. Kasi, ganun yun. The way, again, like I mentioned earlier, our idea of them determines how we approach them. Our idea of them determines how we approach them. Okay? Now, it's one thing to have respect and honor and loyalty and freedom of communication with our leader. It's another thing to actually have the confidence to speak. Bakit naman ikaw magsasalita? Bakit ka naman magko-contribute? Now, why is this so important? You all have to communicate because this organization is so huge and each and everyone's opinion matters. Your opinions, your suggestions matter. Hindi siya kagaya ng napakalalaking organisasyon that you can trust somebody else will say it. Now, in this setup, it's possible that if Lynn does not say it, nobody's gonna say it. If Rhea doesn't say it, nobody's gonna say it. If Chet doesn't say it, nobody's gonna say it. Ibig sabihin, if the Lord planted it in your heart to say, to contribute whatever it is that will make a project better, whatever will make a system, an activity better, go ahead and say. The problem is, we have self-doubt. Minsan parang, hindi mo talaga ako, okay na, kaya na nila yan. There is that self-doubt. So, mahirap yun. Kung merong self-doubt, hindi mo tinitingnan na valuable yung iyong sarili, so hindi ka magko-contribute. Now, I want you, let's have another activity to warm up this portion. I want you to, and we give each one pan paper. Okay? Dapat may pan paper ng lahat. Dalawang papers, dalawang sheets. Two sheets each. Okay? Two sheets each. One paper, yan, a color. Ang tawag dyan, colored paper. Hindi yan pang paper. Kasi hindi kulay. Okay, now.
Alam,
matters is, our, the way we see them will determine how we approach them. Yung ating pagtrato sa kanila, magdedepende doon yung ating pagsalita or pag-approach nga sa kanila. Now, the next lesson here is, the way we see ourselves will determine how we will contribute. The way we see ourselves will determine how we will contribute. Halimbawa, there's a basketball team and I'm part of it. Hindi ko naman pagtutulakan yung sarili kong maging center player or maging star player doon kasi nga hindi naman ako pinagpala ng Panginoon na bigyan ng konting pangkat. Diba? Kasi alam kong ganun ako. But in other aspects naman, dito naman halimbawa sa pagtuturo, the way I offer my service is based on how I see my skill or see my ability. The problem is, many times, we do not see ourselves correctly. Many times, we don't believe that we are special. Kasi nga, mas maganda naman talaga si ate. Si kuya naman talaga yung matalino sa ating pamilya. Meaning, we have those childhood hurts. We may have those experiences, traumatic experiences in the past that are holding us back. That stop us from when we know ang daming instances na ganun eh, na dapat ganito yun eh. Pero, hindi mo masabi, lalo na po ang Pinoy. Ang Pinoy, open, friendly, pero pagdating sa kailangan mag-confront, pagdating sa kailangan magsalita, mag-contribute, nag-hesitate. Why? Kasi, ano ka? Pinoy lang ako eh. Pag tinanong mo nga yung Pinoy, kumusta ka? Ganun pa rin. Okay lang. It's a weird kind of character, yung Pinoy. It is, ito pa, you would be surprised. Of all Asian countries, ang Pilipinas lang ang walang hari. Diba? Malaysia may hari. Brunei may hari. Japan, China, Thailand, may hari. Ang Pilipinas, walang hari. Bakit? Kasi kung siguro, leader ka ng Cebu, titingnan mo yung Bohol. Ganon din eh. May dagat din sila, meron din silang manok, meron din silang putok, meron din silang... Meaning, what I have is what they have. Kung sisilip ka naman sa Sikihor, ganon din. Sisilip ka sa may Dumaguete, ganon din. Pag pumunta ka ng Mindanao, pumunta ka sa Butuan City, pumunta ka ng Cagayan de Oro, pumunta ka ng Davao, pumunta ka ng Iligan, pumunta ka ng Osamis, pare-pareho yung mga lugar na yan. That's why Filipinos can be so laid back. In fact, I once led a delegation to the APEC summit in Korea. As head of delegation, and so the day came when we're, the whole batch was to go on a tour. City tour, cultural experience tour. So, labas na lahat. Itong mga ibang grupo, Americans, Canadians, APEC, Thailand, talaga nagmamandali sila doon pa kung sa subway, sa bus. Yung mga Pinoy, ito ay ganda, oh. Ay, grabe, mahal siguro ito, oh. Oh, ganda na mo, oh. Yung ganun. So the organizers were asking me, why are you so slow? Why are Filipinos so slow? Napag-isip ako, bakit nga ba tayo napaka-slow? In fact, ito, sumakay ka, di ba? Mamaneho ka. Meron kang jeep kumaradan sa harap. Pinutukan mo, bakit? Sino ang galing? Yung driver na jeep. At yung mga sakay ng jeep. Ang nasa isip nila, ba't ka nagmamadali? Or nasa party ka, enjoy and enjoy. Meron isang gusto nang umuwi. Ano lagi sinasabi? KJ, ba't ka nagmamadali? Parang na-thinking dito sa atin, kapag nagmamadali ka, para hindi ka okay. Di ba? Saan ang galing yun? Ba't ganon? Tapos sasabihin, okay lang yan. Yung ganon, sana sinabi mo, eh, okay lang yan. Bakit meron ganon? This is my conclusion. Aba ng analysis. Kasi, dahil sa weather. What? Why? Why? Because every day is the same. world every single day is the same. Itinin, uulan ng konti. Sa tuinin, uulan na naman. Hindi, wala siyang seasons eh. Unlike other countries, you don't plant now, you won't harvest, you won't have anything to sell or eat. Dito sa ating bansa, pag hindi ka nagtanim ngayon, hindi kumain ka ng kamote. Kung wala kang tinanim na gulay, hindi mamitas ka ng malunggay. Meaning you can throw a seedling anywhere and it's fried. Meaning, kung hindi ka nagbanat ng buto ngayon, hindi ka mamamatay. In other countries, mamamatay ka. Diba? Kaya sa atin, pag mo sabihin, eh, binabagyo naman kayo. Pag hindi ka naghanda ng bagyo, paano ka mamamatay ka pag hindi ka naghanda sa bagyo? Ang sagot ng Pinoy, eh, hindi ko naman alam kung kailan darating yung bagyo eh. Hindi naman sinabing darating siya ng September lang. Minsan dumadating ng June, minsan dumadating ng October. Minsan December, sabi wala na bagyo, January, meron pa rin. Yung panahon ni Raymond, ni Roping, ni Karun. They have all sorts of stories. See? And then, you realize, siguro during the earlier times, you build a nice house, the big typhoon comes, shh, wala. Kaya mo na magiging hari. Bakit? Because they all have to rebuild. Nobody can accumulate. Now, anong kinalaman niya dito sa ating lecture? Meron naman ka. Hindi naman wala. Ang kinalaman dito, the problem is with us, we might not volunteer because we don't think it is critical. We might not contribute our thoughts because we're thinking, okay lang yan. The consequence isn't so bad. We need to fight the thinking in the Philippines that the consequence isn't so bad. Wala mo tayong time urgency. Consequence. Bakit? Kasi nga, hindi ka magtanim, hindi ka mamamatay. Kaya pag nakita mo yung mga Koreano, parang napaka-intense nila, di ba? Pag pumunta ka sa ibang sugar, parang napaka-intense nila. Parang tingin mo, ang dami siguro kasalanan itong taong to. Pag nakikita mo yung mukha nila, di ba? Ang Pinoy, kahit nakahilata yan dyan, parang okay lang siya sa buhay niya. You know what I mean? That's why in organizations, the reason why people would not communicate is probably because they doubt themselves. And second, it's probably they don't think it's really gonna matter much. It's not going to be so critical. It's not going to be so serious. Okay lang yan, matutuloy pa rin yung service. Okay lang yan, makakasabit pa rin tayo sa BIA. Ay, nalate tayo nung submit. Ay, okay lang yan. Kasi sa ating bansa, maraming lusot. Halos lahat nakakalusot. Except Dennis Cornejo.
Kawawa naman yun. Sa totoo lang ako, naawa ako sa kanya.
Di ba? Sino sa inyo naawa din? Di ba naawa kayo? Natutulog siya dun sa hip. Di ba? So, ibig sabihin, meron tayong ganong klaseng mentality na parang nalulusot ka naman lahat. Eh, hindi siya urgent. That's why I'm suggesting to you, let's change that. Let's make things urgent. If you need to say something important, say it now. Say it to your seatmate. Say it now. Say it now. If it's important, say it now. Huwag niyo sasabihin na, okay lang yan. Matutuloy din yan. Walang problema yan. Para hindi na sa Pilipinas, para bang napakadali ng buhay. Para bang, okay lang yan. Pag tinanong ko, basta ka na, ganun pa rin. Saan galing yun? Na tinanong mo, in all the world, pag tinanong, how are you? That's the same. Ganun pa rin yung sagot nila. Ganun pa rin. Bakit ka, Pinoy? Kasi ganun pa rin. Araw-araw, ganun pa rin. Lagi ako. Yes. Steven! Sabi kasi dito, ako daw mag-desire. Ayaw mo makilig, ha? Pinagkadaanan na. Okay. Before we go on a break, let's just have one activity. I want you to write down on that first paper, meron tayong marker, ate? Wala. Meron tayong mga marker. Kasi colored paper. So it's important we also use color marker. Okay? You each get one. Each get one. Okay. Each get one. This is the simple instruction. On that sheet of paper, the first one, you write. Yes, ate.
Reminder
na yung
paper doll,
if
you use marker,
huwag
lang
diretso
sa table.
See, yun yung mga communicating now. Yun. Bakit? Kasi isipin natin, ay, tumagos. Okay lang yan. Bakit? Wala na trabaho yung maglalaba. Kung hindi yan magugubihan. Diba? Pag nagkakalat, sasabihin, okay lang yan. Wala trabaho yung katulog kung masyado nalinis. So that's a very good point, Ate. Thank you very much. So, on the first sheet, I want you to write, why am I an asset to this organization? Okay, yung una, by the way, tama yun. Yung una, huwag niyo lang ipakita sa iba kasi baka sabihin niya, abang naman. Kailangan naman victory weekend. Okay, now, the first page is, why am I an asset to the organization? Okay? Why am I an asset to the organization? I will give you 5 minutes to write that down. Why am I an asset to the organization? Okay? 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, meron na? Okay na? Just keep it keep that to yourself. Baliktarin nyo lang. Huwag yung papakita sa iba. That's for your own personal consumption. Yung una nyong sinulat. Okay. Everyone finished? Raise your hands up if you're done. Raise your hands up if you're done. Okay. Why am I an asset to the organization? Now, yung pangalawa, lalagyan nyo ng title, why you are an asset to the organization. Title lang, why you are an, or ganito na lang, why you are an asset. Because. Yung sa kabilang paper. You are an asset because. You are an asset because. Tapos, I'd like, okay, if you're all done writing that, okay, you are an asset because, okay, I'd like us all to stand up. Get a sticker dun sa likod, tape, and then tape that on your back. Ita-tape nyo yan sa iyong likod. Okay, please get. And then help one another, tape that sa likod niya. Tape sa likod. 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 Okay, are we all tape? Are we all tape? Okay, now. Careful sa damit. Okay, now, I want us all to stay here in this part. Dito tayo lahat. Oh, recollection, high school recollection, no? Mga ganun lang yung... Okay. Okay. Now, everyone here, why you are an asset to the organization... You are an asset because, now, I want, did you bring your pens with you? Okay, now. Okay, harap. Now, let's form a circle na lang. Let's form a circle, circle na lang. Circle na lang, circle na lang. Okay. Now. Okay. Look at the people around you. we're all part of Victory Family. You may be with the Alabang Church or Tigas Church. It's important that we encourage one another, di ba? We have our own personal assessment of why we are an asset. But for this exercise, I want us to tell others why they are an asset. Why you are an asset. So, sana lang walang lalabas ditong taong walang nakasulat sa likod niya. Okay? So, try to write as much encouragement as you can in the back of the person. At the reason why it's written in the back, para hindi niya alam kung sinong nagsulat. Okay? Para you can freely say. Wag na lang natin sabihin yung masama. Na parang, asset ka sana. Kung hindi ka lang, taklesa, asset ka sana. Kung hindi ka lang, oo, kapalpakan mo. Okay? So let's do that. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Go, ikot lang. Ikot-ikot. Ikot-ikot. You can cross, by the way. I'll give you enough time. I'll give you enough time. Why? You are an asset because. You are an asset because. Okay, tawid. Encourage people by writing something on their backs. Meron ba tayong music ate para medyo masaya naman ng konti? Ang lungkot-lungkot na. Write as much as you can.